My name is Jane Goodall. My age is 80. My job is giving people hope. If I just have this magic power, I would like to, without causing any pain or suffering, reduce the number of people on the planet.
Okay, how about that? How about that? Yeah. Yeah, how
about that? In 1972, the Club of Rome published The Limits to Growth, a disturbing text that outlined the depopulation agenda that would be implemented by Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum in decades to come. Watch as The Limits to Growth co-author Dennis Meadows says that he hopes we all die slow, painless deaths.
The planet can support something like a billion people, maybe 2 billion, depending on how much liberty and how much material consumption you want to have. If you want more liberty and more consumption, you have to have fewer people. And conversely, you can have more people. I mean, we could even have 8 or 9 billion, probably, if we have a very strong dictatorship, which is smart. It's, unfortunately, you never have smart dictatorships. They're always stupid. But if you had a smart dictatorship and a low standard of living, you can have it. But we want to have freedom and we want to have a high sentence, so we're going to have 1 billion people. And we're now at 7, so we have to get back down. I hope that this can be slow, relatively slow, and that it can be done in a way which is relatively equal.
The best man, everybody.
Best man, the better man.
He's making because of very, very high medical costs and a lack of willingness to say, you know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
Hey, we've all done crazy things in our lives. So. He's playing the guitar now, isn't that great?